Thank you. And you are listening to Tony Smith, Gospel Jazzation, WFDU 89.1 FM. Turn your pressure into praise.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Gospel According to Jazz.
Thank you. Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Gospel Jazzation. This is your host, saxophonist Kevin Moore, coming live from the West Coast location in Oakland, California. You just got to listening to Trust and Obey by Tony Moore and Jehovah's Chosen. Right before that, we had You Brought Me by Moses Tyson Jr. And right before that, we kicked the show off with Joy by Jonathan DeBose Jr. Everybody got their ears on because it's about to be cracking up in here.
Are you live?
What'd he say?
Are you live? Are you on the West Coast? Are you
from California? Wow!
What's up, boy?
What's up?
What's up? Yeah.
Kevin Moore is in the house.
Right, Kevin Moore is in the house. I don't have my applause track, man. I need an applause track.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, man?
What's up, fellas?
I see you. What?
Yes, sir. What's up?
It's all good. It's going to be one of those shows this morning, y'all.
I'll tell you.
Well, we'll tell you all about that in just a second, but you did the talk back with all the selections that we just played, right?
Yes, sir.
Cool, cool. It is Gospel Jazzation right here on WFDU 89.1 FM. It is 1:35 in the AM. We'll be here until about 6 o'clock or so, giving
That's
you the
right.
best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental, and a little bit of everything else in between. My name is Tony Smith, along with my co-host, JP.
That's right.
Don Corey.
Present!
And our special guest in the studios this morning, Brother Kevin Moore.
Yeah.
Our West Coast correspondent.
Live in the studios
from the
tonight.
West Coast.
West Coast representing here on the East Coast.
West Coast meets the East Coast.
Yeah, man. Well, let me say thank you, Kevin, for being here today, tonight, this morning, however you want to look at it. But, man, y'all got me this weekend. Y'all got me on Saturday. I'm getting all of y'all. Liz. I want to Stacy. Did Stacy know, too?
No.
No, Stacy didn't know?
No.
JP, Don Corey, Cynthia, my musician. Well, it's a good thing because Kevin said... What'd you say, Kevin? Well, first of all, hold on. Let me kick this one off first like this. I was appearing this Saturday in Brooklyn for the Gospel Diversity Concert. In concert was Gary Huff, Lucinda Moore, Butch Haywood, a Brooklyn mainstay organist, Professor Butch Haywood.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He brought his Japanese mass choir with him, along with yours truly, Tony Smith, and who's playing in the background, Ron Brown. So, as I was playing my second song, We Fall Down, I'm playing, got my eyes closed.
As usual,
you know, I'm in the zone.
Laying in the air.
He was vibing.
I'm vibing. I'm playing, and all of a sudden I hear a little delay on my horn. I said, oh, okay. Sound man's putting some special effects on my horn. All right, that's nice. I like that. That's cool. It's kind of a long delay, though, but, you know, I said, that's all right. But he had it going on. So I'm playing some more, and then I started hearing more inflections in the delay of the other horn. So I'm like, oh, okay, that's a little different, but it's not exactly someone's headphones are bleeding into the microphone. Who's that? Someone's headphones in there. Okay. Is that you, Don? No? No one there? Okay. Alright, so anyway, As I'm playing, I'm still hearing this other saxophone. So I look out to the audience thinking maybe it's Ron Brown on stage. But no, Ron Brown's sitting in the audience with his wife.
Ventriloquist.
So I'm looking all around, and I didn't even bother looking at my musicians. I look to the side, and this brother right here, Kevin Moore, is on stage. I almost fell out. Kevin Moore, live in Brooklyn, came all the way special.
Security was breached.
Man, I am scrapping my whole security team. Scrapping my whole security team, man. And y'all knew. And tell the folks why you didn't tell Don, man. To the last minute.
Because there was a leak in that old building.
Oh,
wow. Don, wow. He can't hold ice water.
I was way in Philadelphia.
prophetic.
But had I told you 3 weeks ago, had I told you 3 weeks ago, it would have been out.
No, I wouldn't have said nothing.
Say the picture would have been sweating.
I wouldn't have said nothing.
We pulled it all together with Sister Cynthia's help. JP helped us out. And
you too, huh, JP?
Yeah.
I got on the presidential jet.
And they just flew me
over here. So it's all.
Well, it's good to see you, man.
Oh, man. Thanks a lot.
Man, we had a blessed time on Saturday. Just good fellowshipping with you.
Yes, sir.
And you called me in the afternoon because I was heading to Brooklyn for the sound check. And I hear some like wind noise in the background. I said, where are you, man? So, well, you know, I'm just traveling, you know, going to my whatever. I said, yeah, well, I'm heading to Brooklyn for the sound check. You know, everything's good. So, he said, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot you're doing that thing tonight, right? I said, yeah, man. So let me get on. And his brother, were you coming from Justin's juniors at the time, or you were going to?
I was going to juniors.
Brother was having him a hamburger, a cheeseburger, some fries.
I know I had directed him how to get there.
You just making yourself at home here in Brooklyn, boy.
Yeah, I had a good time, man.
Good. But we had a great time on Saturday. Could have wished there would be a little bit more of a turnout, but, you know, we did what we had to do on Saturday. Yeah. Some good fellowshipping with Ron Brown. Shout out to Ron Brown. He hit me back on MySpace. I sent him a nice email with our photo that we took, too.
Okay. What's up, Ron?
What's up, Ron?
Congratulations to again. Ron and his wife. I think they're celebrating 31 years.
Yeah. Wow. Definitely.
And powerful testimony.
Powerful testimony. Brother speaks fluent Japanese, y'all. Fluent, JP.
Subarashi.
Nothing like that. Nothing like
just
that.
Said that's wonderful.
Oh, that's wonderful?
Yeah.
Well, where's your accent, man?
He had the accent and everything,
brother.
Wow. I see how this is going to go tonight. Okay. Yeah,
nothing like
y'all
that.
Y'all going to back up off of me real quick.
Wow.
Don't get mad, Juan.
Y'all pick it with me tonight.
Wow.
Stupid good looking.
But no, we had a good time on Saturday. And then his brother went on Sunday morning over to Liz Black's church over at the Kuykendall's, right, in the morning?
Yeah. Agape.
They had church, dog. No musician. They just had straight church.
Oh.
It was crazy.
No musicians.
Yeah. The worship.
No, they don't have musicians there.
Worship was sick.
They don't?
No. Brother, you see CDs, man.
Dog.
Band in the box. I'm Dot. Serious, yes.
Wait a minute.
Dot.
Wait, we went, I did their block party. Okay. There are no musicians?
No musicians.
They do tracks?
Yeah. They do CDs, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No and musicians. That's unusual.
A lot of churches
man.
Are doing that these
yes,
days.
They are. No, yes.
Because you know, musicians.
I mean, that's unusual for a church of their stature.
No, I'm saying it was unusual for how the power was just sitting in that place. Normally, the track, you're limited to what you can do.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, they got into doing tracks. It was like, what?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they hold it down over there.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, the praise dancers, everything. It was sick, man.
Shout out to Liz.
And he had a powerful word.
Yes, yeah. He always does.
He always does.
Yeah. It kicked my day off. Even though jet lag had hit me around halfway through the service. But that word woke me up.
That's right.
Thank God.
And then where did he head to after that, partner?
We went over to Bethlehem, Judah, Anthony Yoyard, and
House of Bread and Praise.
Brother, that was another level.
Yeah, that Gilliard is no joke.
Then we went to Mangles and.
Yeah. Brother came all the way to Mangos, too. Yeah. He came to Mangos, too. Yeah. Fellowship with me over there, too.
I was making
man.
My rounds, Doc. I wasn't playing, Doc.
He wasn't playing.
I was on a mission. I was on assignment.
On your ground.
On assignment, man. But I came all the way.
But it was so good to see him, man. We had a great time at Mangos on Sunday. We actually played together as well. After, you know, I had some sweet iced tea. I don't know what you had, man, but I had my...
I had some ribs.
His brother had ribs. He had, what else did you have? Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
You clean them reeds out?
Some yams.
and he's about to give me his track to play, right? And I said, you better
some
make
red
sure
velvet
that,
cake.
That Bob. Yeah, red velvet cake, too. You ate that when you got back to the hotel?
Yeah, but she didn't put no fork in there, so I just did what they did, you know,
back
in the day.
That's old school, yeah. Joey.
You, know, you had these before you had
fork. Wow.
I laid hands.
Oh, yeah. Suddenly.
Nice. But yeah, we had a good time, man. Good to see you, Kev.
Yeah, I thought I'd come out and encourage my brothers. I don't get to see you all that much face to face.
Oh, appreciate it.
And, you know, just be encouragement to my older brothers here. So.
Good to have you.
Thank you, man.
Wait a minute. Hey.
Gotcha. Well, it's good to see you, man. That was a wonderful surprise. Again, I want to thank Cynthia for being instrumental in making you, having you be here and the whole nine yards and what have you. I don't know where she is. Where'd she go?
Kind of downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Something.
All right, all right. I think she brought you that strawberry shortcake, brother.
I saw a few boxes down there.
All right, all right.
Yeah, I see it. I sense it in my spirit.
Shout out to Leslie Kennard. I hit her up on MySpace. I told her, make sure you tune in on tonight early as you can, because this is a special surprise for you. And that surprise is Kevin Moore live here in the studios.
Just for a few hours. I won't stay till the tail end. I'm going to try to make as much as I can. I got a flight to catch in the morning.
That's right.
What's your flight at?
Flight is at 9, but I got to get to JFK.
Ooh. Yeah, brother. You better get out of here in 15 minutes.
I don't have no helicopter, and it's raining.
That's right.
Yeah.
You better check. You better get on online and make sure that your flight is on time, too.
Oh, okay. Is that all you got to do that now out here?
Oh, well, you know. Could be some delays.
Okay.
Yeah, with the...
You might end up sleeping over there at the airport.
No, brother. I ain't doing that. That boy is a lie.
We know that he is, but...
And his breath stinks.
You may be delayed.
No. We're gonna hold back the rain
until
I get up there.
That's right.
You can do it.
Yeah, by faith.
We can help.
Shout out to my Aunt Gwen. Listening
Gwen,
in.
What's up?
What's up, Aunt Gwen?
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, she called in. Thank you, Aunt Gwen. Appreciate that. And also, happy birthday to Sister Marcy Hall from the ATL. Her birthday will be on this coming Thursday this week. Okay. Happy birthday, Marcy, girl.
Happy birthday, Marcy.
Yeah, hopefully got your ears on. She has to go to work early in the morning. She said she'll try and tune in for a little bit.
Yeah. So
thanks you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Shout out to Jeanette Harris. Jeanette Harris out there in California. I sent her a picture as well.
Shout out to Jeanette Harris.
Yeah, she's going to be sending me her new project just released. She has the Lord's Prayer on that bad boy, so I'm looking forward to getting that in my hands, girl.
Okay.
So shout out to you. Hopefully you're listening in right about now. But though, we'll be
Greg
here
Haynes
until about...
spoke to him earlier.
You did.
Shout out to him.
All right, shout out, Greg. How you doing, boy? God bless you.
Happy guitarist.
That's right.
Yeah. And how was y'all Father's Day?
It was cool, man.
Good.
It
was
cool.
I was out here, so I ain't got my gifts yet. I did get a card in my suitcase that my wife gave to me.
Wow.
Nice.
Sister Lisa.
Okay.
So they holding up my gifts till I get home.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. Cool. Well, we're going to see who's on the line here. We got quite a few phone calls that came through. The number here in the studios is 201-692-2012. That's area code 201-692-2012. Streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. This is the way we do it. Log on to TonySmith.com or MySpace.com/GospelJazzations, and you'll be able to click on all of our MySpace sites there. Kevin's on there, JP, Don, Corey, Cynthia, Leslie. Who else? Oh, Phyllis is listening in too. How you
What's
doing,
up,
Phyllis?
Phyllis?
How you doing, girl?
Phyllis, you're supposed to be up here this weekend.
Sunshine. Well, yeah, sunshine.
Oh, yeah, with sunshine, man.
I haven't heard from her.
You needed to go. Yeah, we were supposed to invade her.
Email on MySpace.
Slow down. Well, we're going to pick up these calls, y'all.
I'm going to start with my own thing. MySpace.com.
Well, we're going to pick up these calls. 1:47 in the AM. I tell you what, pick up line one there, Kev, and we'll see who's on, and I'll pick up line three, and then we have line four as well. We'll be right back. It is Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. In the meantime, who do we have coming up, Kev?
We got Brother Ralph Lofton coming up with Just Wanna Praise You.
Say it again, a little louder, brother.
Brother Ralph Lofton with Just Wanna Praise
You. All right, thank you.
On 89.1 FM.
That's right.
Thank you. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
Is this thing on?
This thing on?
You're listening to WFDU 89.1 FM Gospel Jazzations with my brother Tony Smith. This is Reggie Young out.
It's WFDU 89.1.
You over here doing foot dances.
Who's that, Doug?
Yeah.
Kids in school.
Yeah.
202 in the AM. It is Gospel Jazzations. My name is Tony Smith. My co-host in the house, JP. And
he gonna make the boy go out.
He's gonna make the boy go out. JP and Don Corey. Don Corey's acting silly as you want to be.
I'm getting my groove on.
Yeah, I see that. A special guest host, co-host for the morning, Brother Kevin Moore is in the house. What's up, Kev?
What's up?
All right, man. All right. Who we just finished listening to in that last set, partner? Gotta speak it to the mic, my man. Pick the paper up and speak it to the mic.
That's how he saved me, Zyel.
All right.
Don't diss my girls like that.
No, the girls is bad. Zyel's ain't, they ain't no joke, man.
That's how he saved me.
There you go.
Then we had my man Gibson, Ron Gibson.
John Gibson. Yeah.
I can't read you right.
Oh, that's all right, man.
Amazing Grace. Now that boy is bad. I've seen him live. Actually, I had a chance to minister with him live.
Okay.
Then we did, had again. We had Brother Ralph Lofton coming again. Just want to praise you.
Yes. Okay. All right, man. Yeah. Got to remember, this is radio and not TV, so you have to project into the mic. Can't use that.
All right. Why is
that? I can't. You know, the show is good, but I just couldn't hear Kevin. Everybody says that.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I understand, Kevin, because I went through that when that I first soft? Started. Coming.
Yes. Huh? Yeah,
or
yeah.
Do I just fade away?
Well, you start a little soft and you fade away. Okay. I'm watching your meters, man. You're down there. You're down pretty low.
I think it's the
glare. Baby, you got to talk a little louder.
The glare from all these heads.
Baby, we don't mean no harm. You got to talk a little louder.
You got the budget.
Y'all got too much shine on your head. I can't see up in here.
Ain't got nothing to do with your vocal box.
Making
me. No, I understand. I had to go through the same thing when I came.
I'm gonna stay right in the mic. Louder.
Yeah, he was just talking. Yeah, everything's going okay. Like said, Don, you need to talk into the mic. Speak up.
He the one that dragged me in here.
Let me eat the mic.
No, you just have to project. That's all. Mm. So people can hear you. You know. Because that's kind of annoying. If you're on the other side and you're trying to listen to...
Can you hear me now?
We can hear
can
you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, watch your levels, doctor.
I ain't got the levels right in front of me. They're on your side.
Oh, you should be able to see that. You can't see that with those Coke bottles you got on right now?
Oh. It's on. Wow. Well, since we're on the note of seeing... Kevin, Lisa said, check out the poster.
What poster?
He doesn't have his laptop.
He doesn't have his laptop, Lisa.
We'll have to check it when he goes home, man.
Yeah, when he gets to his computer.
Hopefully you don't have jet lag going home, Kev.
Nah, I'll be cool. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah?
Because he's going to have time to do it.
Oh, okay. You don't want to be woken up for your peanuts and...
No, I want to be woken up for nothing.
2 ounces of soda.
Well, you know how you remedy that. You just pull your tray down. You lift the tray down.
That's why the blood. That's why I always get a window seat. Don't bother me.
You do that lean.
I know that's right.
I be leaning. Don't want nobody crawling over me.
I know that's right.
Get that emergency row exit. One in the middle.
Yeah,
of the
that's
train.
What I get.
Yeah.
Don't bother me.
The bulkhead row.
That's right.
Shout out to Phyllis Yancey who just called
What's
in.
What's up, yeah, Phyllis? I got my shout out Phyllis, too. I thought you coming up here this weekend. What's up? My birthday Sunday. What's going on?
Hello, Phyllis.
Cricket.
Yeah, there was a hush over the station.
Shut that down.
She's like, oops.
Well, you see what happened was.
Well, I want to get my shout out.
Go ahead, Don.
While y'all, you know, doing what y'all do. Anyway, shout out to Winifred Stewart.
Wow.
From Livingston, New Jersey. Thanks for hanging out with me, Winnie. Sunday at the play at Agape.
5 o'clock, Benny. It's your call.
we'll see. Okay, Mark Rose of Orange, New Jersey. Glenn Hurt of Newark. Again, shout out to Phyllis Yancey. What up, girl? Leslie Cunard from Pinellas Park.
What's up?
Ty Dargan from Brooklyn. Officer Donald Jones and the Brooklyn Central Booking Crew.
Mm-hmm.
Hope y'all having a good night tonight and not, you know, arresting too many people. Hey, man. That's it for me.
Okay. JP, you got some shout outs, brother.
Shout out to Dink. Dink got his ears on the
what
Philly.
What up, Dink?
Good job, Dink. Gonna be listening.
Yeah, I hit him up on his MySpace, Saturday. Man. I saw he's on MySpace now, huh?
Yeah. We finally got him up on there.
Good, good.
Right. And shout out to Marcus down in Philly, another fine writer. And shout out to everybody.
Nice.
Everybody.
And
Sister Lisa,
Sister Lisa, Baton Rouge. Shout out.
Yeah. How you doing, Lisa?
We'd be looking to come down there and I think it's October, right? That's the new date.
Well, she'll have to call you and let you know.
Yeah, you gotta call us and let us know.
Yeah.
But we're moving right along.
Number here in the studios is 201-692-2012. Kevin brought his horn tonight. Yeah, man. We're gonna be blessed by the anointed
Tony Moore. Tony Smith.
Kevin and I are going to do a little something here morning. Yeah, man. We ready for y'all.
But y'all got to stay up for that.
You got to stay up for that.
That'll probably be on my way out the door.
Okay, that'll work.
Because I ain't woke up yet.
I know that's right, man. Oh, well, I wish you all the best heading on back home, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
What do you have planned when you get back?
Brother, I'm going to just stretch out.
Stretch out? Okay, yeah,
stretch
okay.
I'm going to sleep, brother.
All right. Well, again, I really appreciate
my
you.
My wife may have a different story, but
the honey do's list.
I got a list.
She already just said, all the kids' new beds came, and it's going to take about three of us to put them together.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
One of those.
One of those things.
Got to assemble it.
Got a few things coming up this weekend.
Okay.
Okay. I'll get a couple days rest and hopefully get back into the swing of things.
Nice.
Go ahead, give out your website, brother.
KevinMoreMusic.org, or you can reach me at the MySpace/saxophonistKevinMoore.
Gotta speak up when you do that one more time, brother. I'm sorry, you're way down here in the basement. I'm looking at my meter and you're about -20.
Turn that page, man. They can hear me.
Now they can hear you. Go ahead, one more time.
KevinMoreMusic.org. Or my space at saxophonist Kevin Moore.
All right.
Or just click on, you know, Don Corey's page. I'm right there.
Yeah, Don's on there. Right
yeah.
There. Don's got everybody.
That's Tony right. Smith, I'm right there.
JP, right there.
JP, Cynthia,
right there.
Phyllis, right there.
Leslie,
right there.
All the
chilling.
Sister Lisa, I'm right there.
Sunshine, where you at?
Oh, my goodness. 210 in the AM.
What shout out to Sister Sandra.
Say what?
Sharon Addison.
Sandra,
what's going on? What's going
on, girl? Sorry.
I just talked to her last night. You see, I'm on my 10th job today, too.
Redemption
Sharon, yeah, I talked to her last night.
Good. Sharon, if you're listening, I got your email. I'll hook that up for you on tonight.
I'm trying to talk up, Sharon.
There you go.
Shout out to Aunt Gwen.
Yes, she's listening in from home. She's not working tonight, fellas.
Oh,
so
okay. God.
So we may get a word tonight.
Amen.
Kevin, you coming with me to Memphis? And
I got to ask my wife.
Okay. That's good enough.
I can say nothing
else. Please.
She let me come on this trip so we can see.
Okay.
I got to go home and do some warfare.
Yes. My Lord Jesus.
Go home and lay on hands.
Well, see, honey, what happened was. Well, we thank her for allowing you to come and spend some time in fellowship with us for a couple of days, man. It really made my weekend, I'm telling you. Seeing you, standing there next to me, I would have never, never imagined.
He was in the trash
that
for about 2 days. That was
the plan. Man,
of course probably, you wouldn't. He kept looking at me like, are you in here? Is that Kevin Moore?
I had to pinch him, man. I said, I can't believe this guy is here.
Surprise, surprise,
sure
surprise.
Sure did, man. It was a pleasant surprise.
Wow.
And I missed a couple of notes, too. I don't even know what I was playing at that point.
Focus went out the window.
I'm like, what in the world?
Kevin, is that you?
It was priceless. Priceless, but it was good. We had a good time, man.
It's a ghost. Like the disciples when
Jesus came walking across the water.
It's a ghost. Ah!
Wow.
He was just about to walk, too.
They were so afraid.
He had that leg in the air.
He was in there, right?
Yeah.
That's the start. That leg get up, it's over.
And then Tony, where he tried to kill me after that, he went to the secret weapon.
He's
like, come on back up on stage, boy. You got me, but I got something for you.
We say he went. He went into warfare. Huh?
Yeah, he went to warfare. Thomas, come join me on this song. I was like, brother, please. I ain't stepping on no landmine. I breach my security. I'm gonna blow you up.
Wow.
Sure did. Wow. Breach my security, man. I got to get a whole new team. Oh my goodness.
Shout out to Todd.
Yeah.
And Sister Nicole.
Yes.
Oh, Chris Haynes just
good
called
to see them. Yeah, sure. Chris Haynes told me to tell you, hey.
Shout out to your brother.
All right.
Yeah. Greg Haynes also spoke with him.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got to make our way down in his neck of the woods, too.
Oh, yeah.
Good brother. Greg Haynes. HappyGuitar.com is his website.
Yeah.
All right, 2:13 in the a.m. The number's 201-692-2012. Brother Kevin Moore is in the house, our West Coast correspondent.
That's
live.
From the West Coast desk.
You can't do your and I'm out.
I'm gonna do that on my way out the door. I'm gonna really be out.
It is 2:15 in the AM. Who do we have coming up, Kev?
Precious Lord.
Yes, lay here.
Precious Lord.
Who do we have coming up, Kev?
I brought some music in, so I'm about to just throw it in your face. Just throw it on, brother. I'll tell you who it is afterwards.
Oh, you don't know who it is?
I know who it is.
Well, who is it, man?
My boy, Philip Lassiter out of Dallas, Texas.
Oh, okay.
This boy ain't no joke, man.
Yeah.
He's actually a fabulous trumpet player, but he plays keyboards and he just really does a great job just arranging horns for Fred Hammond, Kirk Franklin, Myron Butler.
Yeah. I know the
Martha,
name.
Martha Menezes,
yeah.
This boy is no joke, man. So wanted to bring his project in and introduce it to the Gospel Jazzation crew.
Okay.
And all the listeners out there. And hopefully they...
thank the Lord.
Yeah, put your hands together.
All right, let's check it out, man.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey. Come on, everybody, get live tonight. Put your hands in the air if you feel alright. Sit back and groove. I get a new attitude and feel the spirit move. Come on, everybody, get live tonight. Put your hands in the air if you feel alright. Yeah. Sit back and groove. Get a new attitude and feel the spirit move.
Let the rhythm flow.
Nice, Kev.
That was wicked, man.
Man, just keep your head bobbing, man. Yo, that was tight.
I like that.
God.
That was excellent.
That's crazy.
Excellent.
Is that out?
No, that ain't out.
Oh, my God.
The first song is, yeah.
And what was that second song again? Who's that by?
That's the same cat, Philip Lassiter.
Philip Lassiter. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Wow. Incredible.
Bananas.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Love that, man. Love that. 219 in the AM. The number is 201-692-2012. Shout out to Blue, who just called in.
What
he
up, checked Blue?
In. He said he just tuned in about 15, 20 minutes ago. He wanted to know if the jam session was on yet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's on. For show.
Started at 1:15.
For show.
Said he got his tape recorder ready.
Got his tape recorder ready. Yeah, we're gonna break out our horns real soon. 2:20 in the AM. You have some more music moment to put on, bro? Oh,
you can put that back on.
All right.
Let me rewind that.
Goodness.
Let me rewind that.
Turn that joint up.
That boy good. That boy real good.
That boy real good.
I'm about to start dancing again.
Uh-oh. Dance like David dance?
You dance ain't like Don Corey dance.
He ain't never stopped.
Unbelievable. Well, yeah, you got skills over there, Don.
Oh, yeah. You know, multifaceted.
Round them cheering all day.
Yes.
Do you work during the summer, too, as school's out? At the school?
What?
No, just a question.
No.
No?
I don't do the classroom.
You don't do Oh, you don't? Okay. All right.
Not.
He's on a beach somewhere.
Aruba.
Well, I will be next week.
You will? Where are you going next week, Doc?
I'll be away with my pastor in Barbados.
Barbados, man!
Yeah, man. No,
notice how he slipped his pastor in there.
Pie.
He slipped his pastor in there for the covering.
The ministry trip. Although there are no day sessions, they don't start to sit.
Don't say that too loud. Maybe a class at 12 o'clock.
So that's going to be good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, man. Well, you bring us back some sand or something like that from Barbados.
Sure.
Some mangoes.
It's usually when you come back, sand is all in your clothes.
That is true. It's everywhere. Can't get it out. Take a couple of washings.
Shake it out.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. 2:22 in the AM. It is Gospel Jazzation. Yours truly, Tony Smith with JP.
That's right.
And Don Corey.
Present.
And our special guest host from the West Coast.
Yes.
Kevin Moore.
West Coast from the boat.
Yeah. How did they do it, Don? How did the kids do it?
Huh?
How did the kids do it?
What do you mean? chill. Do what? They
chill.
Do a lot of
chill. Chill.
Oh, chill. 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 Chill.
Okay.
That was last year.
Oh, okay.
They're not doing that.
That's old now, huh?
You know.
Okay. Let's go back to this Philip Lassiter track.
Philip Lassiter. Check him out at soulfulproductions.com.
Soulfulproductions.com.
Cool. Philip Lassiter. He's on MySpace too.
Okay. Okay.
Soulfulproductions.com.
Yeah, soulfulproductions.
Okay. As JP goes and starts typing into the computer on his laptop there. You on your laptop over there too, Don Corey?
Is the pigs behind pork?
That got Bobby Sparks on keyboards. And that's a bad boy.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Okay. Excellent. Excellent.
That's where the funk is coming from, JP.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back with you. It is Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1
FM. Did I answer your question?
Oh, yes, it did. Thank you very
all
much.
All right, and all thy getting.
Get an understanding.
It is one of those shows this morning, y'all, I'm telling you. Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM.
Shoes I wear, the shirt I way from Georgetown, the voice is joy. Oh no, let me feel you. I don't think they heard you. What's that you say? Sing it again. There we go. Say it like you mean it. What'd you say? This track possible. First, JT, Bobby Smart, and Jesus' twin, Todd Parsons, Kendra, Daphne, Candy, Peaches, Dionys, my boy Rodney, and the concert master himself, Philip Lassiter. What you say?
You can't take it.
Boy, what you say?
You can't take it, my children. No.
I can't hear. Stop whispering. The grease is on top of the stove. You know, cook fish and chicken out of it. Yeah. Oh, now what? Somebody tell me, where's one? One? Well, all right. What you say? What that is. Shout out to Terrell, Texas. Oak Camp Wisdom. Westmoreland. Wheatland. Colleyville. Euless. Bedford. The crew. Bobby, come back. Come back. Stay with the crew. Get your head in the game, guy. Ladies and gentlemen, goodbye.
Understand before. Now need you, and I'm begging you tonight. Say a prayer for me.
Don't know
where I'm gonna be
as I
go on this journey.
Say a prayer for me. I say a prayer for you.
Don't know where I'll end up
as I
empty out my cup.
So
say a prayer for me.
Say a prayer for me.
And I'll say a prayer for you.
I want to walk on.
Want to walk on. Want to pray to you.
Everybody needs a prayer sometimes, something to know that you care. And I'm searching so long and hard to find a little bit of peace of mind. On my knees, asking please, will you say a prayer for me? Asking you shall receive. It's hard to live in times like these, feeling prophecies overseas. They live in a tragedy. It's hard to know what to do. Say a prayer for me. I'll pray my prayer for you.
For me, and I'll say a prayer.